You expecting some rain today?
Well, first off, I thought this was like our holiday special.
Well, both of them are.
And you guys are all wearing black. We going to a funeral or something?
I have a red sweater for the next one.
So do I. I got a red sweater.
Wait, the next episode of this is our holiday one? I thought one comes out the
week before Christmas and the day before.
The 17th and the 24th.
All of December is holidays,
Matt. It's a holiday. It's okay.
Do you recognize this sweater at all?
It's Abercrombie & Fitch.
It is not Abercrombie
like
& Fitch.
Girls that's
not
wear their Abercrombie & Fitch.
You know, just because those guys died.
Just because there's moose.
Mooses. Wait, are we supposed to recognize that sweater?
Yeah.
Princess Diana wore it.
No.
Did you get it from the Smithsonian? Are you Kim Kardashian?
No.
Is that Marilyn Monroe's?
TikTok shop. No, not TikTok shop. This is high quality, okay? This is a high quality sweater.
You promised it on your
page. Give us a hint.
Okay, it's from a movie.
Oh, boy.
Home Alone. Shoot Your Eye Out.
Bingo. Oh, my God. How did I? I've never even seen it.
What movie?
Home Alone.
It's Home Alone.
Who wears it? The bad guy?
Kevin McAllister.
It's not
you
one of the.
The bad guys are wearing like knit sweaters.
Yeah, that's how they.
The wet bandits.
Sneak into the house. We're here to sing carols. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Little duck boots on.
We gotta watch it.
You look like you're about to do a full holiday shoot.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just thought it'd be a bit festive.
And the Super Mario hat is back in the rotation.
It's my only really good holiday hat.
Is that a holiday hat?
In a way, I guess you would say it would be a winter hat because this is a winter hat. The flaps go down to cover up your ears. I don't know why anybody would wear that during the summer.
Wait, can you take them down?
I want to see.
Huh? I want to see them down.
But then I have to tie them all the way back up.
Oh, you have to tie it. Okay, okay.
Keep it down.
It's like Holden Caulfield's hat.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's
I don't
so
know
cute.
Who that is.
From Catcher in the Rye.
Salinger? Wow. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. Can we start on the Home Alone thing? I think Home Alone, out of all, well, you know, now there's five in the canon.
Home Alones?
Yes.
Are they all good?
No, they're bad ones, Carly. They are.
One through three, good.
Okay, because the second one's really good, too.
Second one? People love the second one for the vibe.
Different vibe.
But the second one loses steam halfway through. All right, take it away.
I love the second one for Trump, personally.
Oh, he's in the second one.
Right, right. Okay. So Trump is in the second one.
I'm glad you told me. I would have been very disappointed watching the first and not seeing his face.
We have a good cast in the second one. We also got Rob Schneider. We got Tim Curry
up
in the second.
Well, we don't like Rob Schneider anymore.
Oh, yeah, we really don't.
Is Joe Pesci in those movies?
Joe Pesci is in the first and the second.
Okay, he's the bad guy, right?
As the Wet Bandits, correct.
The Wet Bandits?
Yes, their names are the Wet Bandits because their trademark is when they go and rob a home, they leave the water running. And
make it spoiler wet. Alert.
Because do you remember that where he goes, did you leave the fucking, he goes, fucking. He goes, did you leave the basement water running? He goes, come on, that's our trademark, the Wet Bandits.
That's actually kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Just like mess with their water bill a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like this like fuck you that they do to them. But
if stealing isn't bad enough.
I know. Just another fuck you to the family.
Wait till the water department finds out about this.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I feel like in the second one, they're called like the sticky bandits because they're like kind of pickpocketing in New York and stuff. Or like he wraps his
post-it
hand
notes?
In tape. No, he wraps his hand in tape. Anyways. But the second one, I just feel like it turns into just a total like slapstick. They're not really in New York. They're just like on a set. And like the whole half of the movie is just. Oh. Doesn't really encapsulate a true vibe like the first one does.
And then are 4 and 5 just not with the regular kid anymore?
3 isn't.
3 is with...
They finally remember him? 3 on their trip?
3 is with the kid. He was in a bunch of stuff. Like he's the kid from Max Keeble's Big Move.
It's so good.
And Scarlett Johansson is in it. You got a whole new cast of people. And I feel like the world is at stake in the third one because he is a microchip that is in his RC car. In the microchip, some big Chinese mafia government agency wants it because it has like nuclear codes and stuff. And
so they're just trying to, while his parents are at work, he's sick.
And
they're trying to get the chip back.
Jesus, it gets intense.
This is like how Fast and the Furious goes from street racing to like outer space. They just need to keep upping the stakes.
Yeah, the sixth movie he's fighting in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Send the kid to Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one was straight to
video.
Straight to TV. It was like an ABC Family just shit little bomb. And then the fourth one or fifth? Yeah, the fifth one they just did like 2 years ago on Disney Plus. Really bad.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus only. Yeah. Like it came out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The
oh, I definitely watched it.
It was so bad.
I can't remember. We've had this conversation. We definitely talked about this like last a couple Christmas. Weeks. Either or the year before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Is this our third Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. Wow. Can you believe it, guys?
Junior year.
Christmas.
Or junior year.
Yeah.
Wait, it's our third?
I guess.
Yeah. But only 2 years of the podcast.
Right, right.
We started it in June, right? I think we did. It was a June.
Know. What is it?
Yes.
So like it was July.
It was July. Actually, I think it was the Tuesday.
It was May.
What's the kid's name? Macaulay Culkin was in a band called the Pizza Underground.
Yes, and all they did was perform Velvet Underground covers, right?
Yeah, they used to play at my college all the time.
They're called what?
The Pizza Underground, because they would do Velvet Underground covers.
QAnon loves that,
I
know.
But did they change the covers to pizza?
I think songs? So. I think they sang about pizza instead of like drugs.
Sunday morning, get in pizza. Watch out. Dad. Oh, how many Velvet Underground songs? I don't really know that many.
There's a few hits.
Nico was in Velvet Underground, right?
Like, kind of. They did albums together.
And wasn't she a Nazi?
Yeah.
I love...
She was a big pop star in the 60s. And then she was a...
These days, though, I do love that song.
I love
the only Nazi person whose song... I don't know if she was a Nazi, but she was not a good person.
Well, that song's not written by her. It was written by Jackson Browne.
Okay, so it's a cover. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that song.
What are we talking about today? Is this our chatting episode? Or are we doing?
Yeah, I was gonna ask if there's like a big gift anyone just really wants this year.
Oh,
like something specific.
You know what? I wish I asked for a better VHS, like a Disney Channel original movie VHS again.
Which? What do you want? Which one? Going.
Well, I don't know. So what's your budget? You're thinking about getting?
Well, tell me what you want.
Wait, Brink.
What's your budget?
Brink is like. For $300. I'm not expecting.
Damn, oh, no.
I would just Brink Smart House.
$300.
Imagine what it's going to be worth in 20 years.
Yeah, $0. Just like Beanie Babies.
No, I do think that like when our generation becomes the wealthiest, like, you know, we become the wealthy older people.
I don't think we're
world.
On track for You're that not gonna, anymore. But
oh, really? So wait, then younger people will be wealthier than us?
I don't think anyone's going to be wealthier.
Yeah, no, it's over.
Oh.
It's over. It's okay.
I just figured, like, you know, usually the older people have the money. Like, if
the
you look at people
disposable
income. Who spend, so I'm just saying there's going to be some rich dude our age who would be like, you know what? All. I want to get the Brink VHS. Hell yeah, I'll spend $1,000 on it. Because there's only so many.
Is it like common with the Disney originals? Are they all like super expensive?
Because the DCOMs were not like mass released on VHS and they were only in rental like video places like Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, there's really only like a limited amount of them. So I do kind of think it's a good investment.
That's crazy.
Motocross, Smart House.
Smart House.
Yeah. You're not our mom, Pat. We don't have to talk about that. But like, back to Christmas gifts, what do you guys want?
I'd never ask for anything.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, when you're like an adult, it's like what you don't like.
You just
need.
Get buy yourself whatever you want.
Yeah,
I want a Sonos speaker. I would really like. Well, I had to write a Christmas list.
Did you write it already?
Yeah,
and you've distributed it.
We
to...
talked about it. I feel like the last episode.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I don't write a Christmas list.
I've never done that.
My parents will like demand it.
The only thing Nolan and I made it like wish lists just so like we could. Send each other like just little stuff just for like stocking stuffers, just like stuff we already use or like this is the brand.
Yeah,
that's like it. I don't know, it doesn't feel like holidays to me this year.
It doesn't feel like holidays.
No. Bummer.
The
sad.
Have you set up a tree yet?
We have a little tree.
Get a bigger one, then you'll really feel the spirit.
I know. I'm like afraid the cats are gonna like
knock it over
or just like something. I don't know,
just get into it.
I mean, they kind of already do, and it's such a small tree, they like. Bad at the ornaments.
Is there a certain type of like piss cats hate that you could like?
No, they
I don't
love
know,
piss.
Put a little deer piss at the base of the tree.
No, I feel
you
like
can't
nothing
smell
works.
It, but they would just be like, they'd smell it.
I've heard if you put like tin foil on something, it'll keep cats away.
I've seen videos of a cat touching tin foil. Yeah. It's like a static electricity reaction. Yeah. Is that real?
I tried it with Frank, and he didn't care at all. He was just like, okay.
You know the theory that a cat always lands on their feet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did try that with Rick once, where like,
oh no,
you could flip the cat upside down and like you can from like an inch and drop it, and it will land on its feet. But she did not do that.
Oh my god, no. Mike?
Were you like above the couch or something?
Yeah, it was just like, it was like an inch off the ground. I was like, I wonder how high.
It was the ground. That's animal abuse.
Not the ground, yeah, the little couch. Oh my God, Are you guys catching this?
Yeah. User.
Guys.
Cancel him.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the higher they are, the better it is for them to like land on their feet.
Yeah. And then the thing is like buttered toast always lands butter side down and a cat always lands butter feet side down. So if you put the butter on the top of the cat, the universe will explode.
It'll just be like,
yeah.
All right, I'll put butter on top of Frank and push him off my balcony.
You get infinite power from that. Just like,
That's a perpetual motion.
Perpetual motion. Do you think they're ever going to figure that out, Mike?
I think it's physically impossible. That's the point.
But wouldn't it be really great if we finally figured it out and then we wouldn't?
You'd be a trillionaire. You would change the course of existence.
Oh, I'm not talking about me coming up with it. I'm just talking about the world for us to figure out infinite power. How great would that be? That would solve so many problems.
I mean, solar power is kind of sick. Yeah, that's kind of infinite for now.
Yeah, but only for like
a couple trillion
hours
years
a day.
Well, no, then you store it up in a battery.
Up, I know, but yeah.
I feel like that's what Elon Musk is trying to do.
Are you going to do solar panels on your roof?
We've looked into it a couple times, but at the moment, no.
Yeah, it's really expensive, right?
Yeah.
It takes like 15 years to break even on it right now.
Excuse me?
15 yeah. years?
Well, they say because it costs like, I don't know, like $30,000 to $50,000 or something.
Yeah.
But once you install it, then you just stop paying electric bills forever. But to pay $30,000 in electric bills is going to take you like 15 years. Okay. But if you own a home that you're going to live in forever, then it makes sense because then you have free electricity for life.
We have some Ring cameras that are solar,
solar powered.
Yeah.
I do like that. I had them at the house, but then squirrels chewed through the wiring.
It has been so like dusty that tops of them have been getting too dusty and we have to like clean them
because they
stop charging.
Yeah.
Is that the ones that are like not the doorbell?
Yeah.
And they're solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you never have to like charge them or anything?
Where'd you get the sweater?
KJP.
Oh, so he made a remake of
the McAllister. It's called the
McAllister. I hope Kevin is getting some royalties.
Absolutely. I hope he is. But I think he nailed it. They make the best holiday sweaters.
KJP?
Yeah. You name drop them every year.
I know. I sure do. Can't go a season without getting a KJP sweater.
I only bought the one that I've been wearing for like 3 years.
Oh, the one with the leaves on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore it out and then Zach Shuckton was like, not very flattering. And I was like, okay.
Oh, I love him.
He's really funny.
Yeah, that tracks. He would say that too.
He just commented on my Instagram post. He goes, really? A wings wall in 2024?
Okay, I saw that comment.
I saw that too. I got it was him.
That's very funny.
I didn't realize that it is a little cringe to do
I thought you were being like
I mean, I thought it was funny, but I realized that maybe people don't think that it's funny and they think that I'm actually
you were
just
being like ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I thought so too.
2016.
Did you go to that place?
The Ann Waffles
How
place?
How was it?
I went. I mean, I don't want to talk badly about a business
and
here.
Waffles.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah,
we used to live across the street, but we never went because there was always so many people.
Yeah, it's impossible to get a reservation there because I don't even think they take reservations. Yeah. You got to just wait. But I went on Thanksgiving morning because I had a friend in town and we were like, we're going to make a big feast later. Let's try to go somewhere for breakfast. Every place was closed and Waffles was open.
Patty's was open.
Eh, I'm not a big fan of Patty's. Huh? Anyway, we go there. Have a great breakfast. It's not super packed. Leave a nice 20% tip. Although I realized afterwards that on Thanksgiving, you're supposed to leave a bigger than normal tip.
Oh.
But I left my 20% tip. It was like a $60 check. Great. Then I get my Rocket Money. It says like you spent $150 at And Waffles. And I was like, huh? What happened there? And then I looked and yeah, they charged me $150 for what was supposed to be a $60 check. So I filed a complaint with my credit card and I got the money back.
But the now, whole, like the whole meal?
No, the difference. I didn't go for the whole meal. I said like I should have paid this amount, and
you
they
think
charged.
They
me.
Added an extra zero to a tip.
I think
that's
so.
That's what I was
at. Yeah, I mean the guy was like super nice. I think it might have just been maybe an honest accident. I don't know. But now I'm like kind of sketched out about going there. That's never happened to me before. But
whoa.
Yeah.
Good thing you like look at that stuff.
I always look at a restaurant bill. I would say like one out of every five times they just accidentally add something.
Damn.
That you
that
didn't
just happened to us the
really?
Other like a couple weeks ago. They brought out a dessert and like at the beginning of the meal we were like, we have a peanut allergy. He was like, you're totally good, like there's no peanuts, whatever. A different girl like brings over the dessert and there's like tons of nuts on top of it, so I just like am so cautious and I was like, what kind of nuts are these, to double check. And she was like, peanuts and almonds. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that. And so she was like, okay, I'll get you a new one. Brought it back with no nuts. But then they charged us for two desserts.
Oh.
And we were like, no.
Are you nuts?
Yeah. And then it wound up being like, then we had to tell the waiter, like, you charged us for two. And he was like, oh, well, like, also, like, just so you know, like, they were not peanuts. I don't know why she said that.
Oh.
Not our fault.
Well, exactly. We were like, okay, well, it wasn't our fault.
It is tough, though, on a date. I don't want to look like I'm a cheapskate where I'm like inspecting the
totally.
Bill. So on dates, I just don't even look at it. And I'm sure I'm getting scammed on at least one date that I've been on. But on second dates, I do my bit.
Due with diligence.
You guys know my bit, right? With the...
You have to remind me. I've definitely heard it.
When the bill comes, it's a Jerry Seinfeld bit where you look at the bill, but your eyes can't help but just be shocked by how expensive it is. So you try and talk about, like, so the bill comes and you just go, anyway, so I think we were going to go to the mall later, right? And I do that always on a second or third date. And if they laugh, I'm like, all right, we're in. And sometimes the girl is just like, is there a problem? And I was like, no, it's a bit. And
you have to tell them. I'm excited to see what's going to happen on your date tonight.
Yeah, me too. Be at the Spotify event?
Yeah.
I know. We'll see.
Are you going to just, like, come out and say it? Like, so what are you doing after this?
I was thinking about maybe texting before to see, but no, I'm not going to
do
that.
It on the date.
Yeah.
Do we know who the guest is?
Well.
Oh, yeah. They emailed and confirmed. Yeah.
Oh, who is it?
We had told you who the guests are?
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, ZocDoc. Now, adulting has its high points, like you can have ice cream for dinner, you could have cake for breakfast, but it's not all fun. You do have to do your taxes and figure out what's for dinner every single night, and you have to make doctor's appointments. But for that one, there's ZocDoc, the healthcare app that makes adulting that much easier. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors, choose the right one for your needs, and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about in-network appointments with more than 100,000 healthcare providers across every specialty. From mental health to dental health, eye care to skin care, and so much more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, who are located nearby, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and who are highly rated by verified patients. You can also see their actual appointment openings, choose a time that works for you, and click to instantly book a visit. Plus, ZocDoc appointments happen fast, typically within 24 to 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. I use ZocDoc personally, and you should too. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments today and go to ZocDoc.com/good to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc.com/good. ZocDoc.com/good. Head over there, book a doctor appointment, and now back to the episode.
They told you who the guests are?
Yeah, it says with special performances by Normani and Kesha.
Kesha?
Yeah. Did I not tell you?
You said that you heard that the clue was that Fifth Harmony. And so we were either Camila Cabello, Normani.
And then I confirmed Normani. And then I finally got my friend to tell me who, literally like the next day, she was like, okay, yeah, the other person is Kesha.
Is it going to be like old Kesha or like... new Kesha?
No, probably old.
And also, Haim is DJing.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I realized they only emailed me. Well, are you going to go or are you going to the Wicked thing?
We don't want to go to the Wicked thing
anymore. What's the Wicked thing?
I want to go to the Wicked thing. Can I go?
Is that Pantages, the musical?
Oh, we are getting tickets to that.
The premiere.
No, not tonight.
We just have not had a night to ourselves at all. And I don't know. I'm just like, I want to be calm.
But those are probably expensive tickets.
I know, but like, I've seen Wicked. Patricia's seen Wicked. Like,
do we try to sell
the musical?
It's just like the musical.
Well, no, he got an invite to like the premiere. It's
which I'm very grateful for. Very, very grateful.
Well, let me know, because I'll need to email them if you're not going to go.
Patricia already did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it says special performance by Kesha and Armani and a DJ set by Haim.
Oh my gosh.
I hope Kesha is performing at 7 p.m. when it starts. So then I can leave.
What's my favorite Kesha song? Tonight.
TikTok?
TikTok?
No.
Blah, blah, blah. Your love is my drug.
Blah, blah,
your
blah.
Your love.
You were singing.
No,
TikTok.
Okay. No, but no. On the record machine. Da, 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 da.
Oh.
Come on. Come on. Come on. That's what.
Keep going.
Tonight, but it's time to go.
On the record machine. It's a deep cut, Matt.
Come on.
I don't know.
It's also their Wrapped event. I thought this was just a podcasting event, but it's like the Spotify Wrapped event. So I feel like there will be musicians there too.
There is a song called.
Yes.
Let's not get demonetized.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
What time do you think they'll perform?
Plays that, it just
probably late.
Doesn't say.
7 to 11, so
oh.
Yeah,
we'll
probably
be there by 11.
DJ set probably at 8, first person at 9, second person at 10.
I hope it's a clean access.
What do you mean clean access?
Just like you get there, if you're on the list, you actually get it. Past events that I've been like invited to, it's like
you're
waiting outside for like a whole hour and a half, 2 hours just to get in.
God.
Like they send out so many invites to something.
I'll probably get there for like 8.
Like we were at that Ray-Bans Meta event. I was outside literally an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Do
like,
they know who you are?
But I'm not saying that I
do. No, I know.
It's like, you know, you get this simple flyer, like you're on the list, you're invited.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Okay, cool, I'm on the list, but you're like, you're not on the list. Like, you're just like,
you're just
invited.
On it, but you're not, yeah. Everyone's on the list.
You're invited to a publicly available thing that they posted on their Instagram.
That's like when we got invited to the Brooklyn thing.
More information.
Oh, yeah, that was weird and awkward.
One time we got like this invite for Brooklyn, and it was, well, it literally made it seem like it was
like an event.
Special and like for, it was like private. To look at their new store in Santa Monica and had like these little like flower station and like all these things. And we're like, oh, cute. Like we love Brooklyn. And like, I don't know, maybe it's like an influencer thing. We went, it was just their store opening.
They literally, there was a sign out front being like, come on in.
Yeah. We were like, get that ass.
I was like really getting some.
Awkward.
I know. I have a hard time.
They're like, can I help you with anything?
No, you're
like,
yes, literally.
I have a hard time like wanting to go to events.
Right.
Oh yeah, like we never do.
I just like don't.
And it's also
I should go. Like I should want to go to them, but I'm just like, I feel like half the time I'm just like,
I just want to go to things that I like want. Like tonight, I'm like, this will be fun.
To like, go to a Spotify.
Yeah,
concert.
And like good for networking, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but like, I don't want a small talk with.
And I'm just
like
I don't care to see fucking TikToker like Alex Earl. And
then you run into like someone you knew like 5 years ago out here, and you're like, oh hey, how are
I know,
you?
That's
how
like
are
my nightmare.
Great.
Like,
how are the podcasts?
Yeah, we should do something.
I'll say, do I know you?
Do you know who I am?
Ooh, sorry, I'm not Aaron. My name is Kimberly.
It's me.
Hannah Montana.
I think it'll be fun.
So you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go?
I'm on the fence right now. No.
How are you saying Kesha?
I know.
Yeah.
I've never seen Kesha perform ever in my life.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I was talking about it this morning to myself.
This is quite a treat. But if it's like, if she comes out and does one song and that's it.
No
I'm
way.
Sure it'll be like 2-3.
At
max.
Least, I say at least 3.
Yeah.
It's Spotify's like
where
event.
Where is it? I know this doesn't matter for the podcast.
In like West Hollywood.
Okay.
It's like right
house.
Here.
Yeah, it's around here. Are we in East Hollywood?
We're in Hollywood.
Oh, that I never.
I'll give them our exact street address.
You know, Kesha. Remember that show, The Simple Life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Paris
Nicole
Hilton,
Richie.
Nicole Richie. They went all around, you know, Middle America, staying with all different types of families. They stayed with Kesha.
Oh,
Kesha's family.
Whoa.
When she
that's
was
before
right.
She was famous.
Oh yeah, she was like 12.
Oh, isn't her family is just like a bunch of farmers.
She had like I think it was a single mother who was like a really kind of like. Hippie artistry kind of mom wants to encourage her kids to chase their own passions and stuff, and that was like the context of them staying at that type of house, and Kesha was one of the girls. Also, Kesha is in the I Kissed a Girl music video
oh,
before
yeah.
She was famous as well.
Mm-hmm. Like with Katy Perry.
That song changed my life.
Right.
I love
as a boy,
that song.
It's literally 3 minutes from here.
The place?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Should we just hang out here till the. No, we got
yeah, all day.
For 7 hours.
That's so funny.
But I would actually want to just show up right when it starts because I'm not waiting an hour and a half in line.
Oh. You're going to show up at 7 p.m.?
I don't. Would you rather get there and get in and then enjoy the entertainment or wait an hour and a half in line?
I don't think we're going to be waiting an hour and a half in line.
You've been to these events before, right? The Spotify ones?
The past two of these, like, and I'm going to say Spotify. I've been to a Spotify event before and it was great. But I don't know. Just these past two events I've been going to are these whole, like, you're invited. You're on the list. And you get there everybody thinks they're on the list, and there's a max capacity. Fire marshals here.
Oh, God.
Like, whole type of
fire marshals here. Cops are here. Everyone yeah. kicked out. Oh,
my God. Only one person in, one person out kind of a thing. I mean, that's where I would just get there at 7 for the peace of mind.
Yeah.
I'll probably get there at, like, 8.
Okay.
Speaking of Spotify.
Yeah, what's up?
How are your guys' raps?
I really haven't, like, looked at
mine. Who listened to the most music minutes-wise, do we think?
Definitely
probably
not me.
You.
Really? Or yeah. Am I you?
I don't use Spotify not. I don't for really, music.
Oh, bummer.
Do you have a rap?
Yeah, though? it's not accurate at all.
I want to know what's on there.
On my Spotify rap?
Yeah.
It's like, there was like 2 or 3 albums that I just kind of
funny then,
listened to on yeah. Spotify. I use Tidal because I like the...
The audio.
Yes, I know.
The audio, I know. The audio.
So wait, what are we...
And then I saw that...
How many minutes did you spend listening to podcasts?
Oh, like none.
How do you
remember.
Get your podcast wrapped?
It's on there.
Wait.
Oh, like our personal one?
No. Like, people were tagging us in their podcast wrap,
like,
but my...
Like, yours?
Yeah, my Spotify wrapped is just music.
Mm. You must not listen... Because you don't listen to podcasts, Mike.
I listen to
you're right.
Apple.
How do I...
You don't.
I guess I don't. I listen to them on YouTube.
I don't know how to see my wrapped again.
You go to the homepage.
Oh, here we go. Find out.
I spent 8,500 minutes listening to podcasts this year.
Oh, podcasts. How much music?
Which slide is that?
23,000.
Yeah, mine was 13,000.
Oh, really? 28,000, sorry. Correct. Just to get that.
TJ's was 50,000.
Of listening to music?
He's an emo yeah. night guy.
Yeah, but like...
It's his business.
His is... No, it's not like that.
Can I ask an emo night question?
Sure.
What song did you used to love?
Now it's
emo.
Ruined.
Now you fucking can't stand it because you hear it like so often when you go to emo stuff.
I don't think any like.
Oh, good.
Sugar, We're Going Down. Like it's so probably exciting. The most played at emo night, and every time it comes on, I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
Right.
Like, do you ever like listen to it not at emo night?
All the time.
I was going to say, maybe it's like special. It's
no,
only at emo
it's
night.
Just like truly in my blood, in my veins.
Who's that, Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
I always used to confuse them in Panic at the Disco, but they're two very different bands.
Yeah. I'll tell you one song that got on my nerves. Is it worth the can you eat?
Oh, The Taste of Ink.
That use? One, I swear, for some reason, that would get played, especially like at the Echoplex and stuff. That would get played
that's
like
fair.
30 times a night. Like,
but also,
no matter where
yeah,
you, are.
You like walk. The Echoplex was like 5 different stages, basically. So you like walk upstairs and you leave one room and they're playing, and then you go upstairs and like that person starts it next. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one that
kind of just all becomes like background noise.
Are there like
this point.
New old songs that they're like, wait, we forgot about this one, and they just found like a new song to add to the rotation? That was like, sometimes. Oh my God, remember this song?
Well, I used to like DJ a lot, so I would travel with TJ when he would have to go like very, very early on to emo night when they were like establishing shows in other states. So like I would go with him all the time. I'd have DJ sets, and like I always played the same songs. And Teenagers by MyChem, he like never really knew.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he stole it and added it to the beginning, like opening. So then like I wound up having to like take it out of my playlist.
That's
because
like one of their top songs on Spotify now.
That's like how I found out who My Chemical Romance was.
Oh, you weren't like an I'm Not Okay kid?
No, I never. But I saw them last year when they played at the Forum.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, like, am I about to become a My Chemical Romance like head right now? They're so good.
What, it was good live?
It was so good. And then they also just played when we were young. And I watched, and that was pretty crazy. I think they were better at the Forum, though, in my opinion.
What? I had a dream last night. This was legit my dream. That Joe Volpes wrote The Umbrella Academy. and that I didn't know for our entire friendship. And I just found out. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had to like act like I know this. And then suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, it makes sense. Oh my gosh, he must have so much money. Joe wrote The Umbrella Academy. I'm such an ignorant friend. I've just dismissed that he has written this. And if you didn't
he's
know,
really
Gerard
it.
Way wrote The Umbrella Academy. That's,
great, yeah, great so. New Jersey band.
Do you remember when Miel moved into Gerard Way's house?
Oh, yeah.
Like the singer Miguel?
No, Miel.
No, Miel.
Miel and Anthony from Smosh.
Birdo? Yeah, Miel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They lived in Gerard Way's house?
Yeah.
They
like bought I a remember house. We were like,
in New Jersey?
What? No, in LA. Here.
Oh.
It was crazy.
I spent 942 minutes listening to podcasts.
I'm sorry. 900 this is our profession. You guys need to step up your game.
Listen,
that is like a director saying, I don't watch movies.
Listen, I was on Apple Podcasts. I was on Apple Podcasts, so I don't even use Spotify.
I want to see the stats. because y'all need Apple to step up the game. It seems like everyone I do a podcast with doesn't listen to fucking podcasts.
Separate church and state, man. Yeah. This is work.
No, because I listen to our podcast. Sometimes I call me being pretentious. Maybe I'm being an asshole. I think it's great to listen to podcasts when we do podcasts because I like to think about, is this interesting? If I was listening to this, would it be something I want?
Yeah, we know you do that.
Like, that is like, don't you think musicians need to listen to other music? Directors need to chefs need to taste other food so they can figure out stuff and improve what they're doing.
So you're saying like chefs?
Honor the craft.
Yeah, but then it's like, I'm going to tell you the podcast that I do listen to and you're like, are you serious?
Listen, my top one is Joe Rogan.
Oh no, Matt. God.
I know, because his ones are really long and I think that's how it logs it. But you know what? I have the toast. I have
just all problematic podcasts.
O'Brien and Andrew Santino, Whiskey Ginger, and Tyso. I don't know which one I messed up.
How do I look at podcast? Like, what slide is that?
It's
five.
I listened to the first 10 minutes of Smartless.
No.
Are y'all mad at me?
I watched.
Are you mad at me? Can I put that down? And I want you guys
to listen to more podcasts.
Yes. Yes.
But you listened also to interview podcasts, which this is not an interview show. Like,
it's a conversation. What do you like?
Yeah, but like a Whiskey Ginger or Joe Rogan, that's a different format. That's like a guy preparing questions and asking someone, or like a Malcolm Gladwell, where they're like,
that's a good point.
It's a conversation,
a debate.
But like, listen, I would argue that listening to the first 10 minutes of Smartless is a better preparation for this show because it's three friends just shooting the shit and ripping on each other.
Like, my number three top podcast is Good Influences. Like, I just don't listen to them. I listen to us.
You do?
That is strange when Carly's like, oh my God, you're like, or, but one of you is like telling me that you just listen to the podcast that we.
It's definitely her.
It's me. But also, she edits them.
Well, so. Also when you're making the clips. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like you said also, you're like, oh yeah, I was just listening to our
episode.
Because
if I like see something that like someone says is funny or whatever, I'll like go to that. Time.
Yeah.
But I normally will look at that on YouTube because if I'm like looking at the comments and people are commenting about a thing, I'm like, I gotta see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because we like pre-film so many that I'm like, I don't remember that.
The second we finish filming, I couldn't tell you a goddamn word that we had.
Same.
It's and memory
then,
wiped.
Okay, my top podcast is Call Her Daddy. See,
Matt, yours is Joe Rogan.
We don't judge. We listen and we don't judge.
I knew. I literally said it.
Okay,
but like I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to it. It was probably like the Megan Fox interview, and like I only ever watch them when I'm on a flight, and it's somebody that I like.
Do you do YouTube podcasts at all?
Like watch them?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, I like this one because you can watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's on Spotify. So I just like will download it for a flight. Second podcast is Camp Counselors.
Which is?
With my friend Zachariah and Jonathan. And I listened to the episode I was on.
Okay. So that's number two.
And then three is Good Influences.
Wow. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Way. Truly one of my favorite smelling products. Soap, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, hair mask, leave-in conditioner, candle. Literally, they have it all, and I am obsessed. Way is such a great gift to give somebody or to yourself. If you don't want to, like, go into the hair care part of it, get them a candle. Their candle smell amazing. Or a soap for their bathroom, or lotion. Like, it all smells so freaking good, I swear. Just go smell it, and you'll want to buy it. I have been a Way fan for a very long time. I use, every time I wash my hair, I use their leave-in conditioner. And every couple times I wash my hair, I will use, they have, like, a scalp scrub. Smells amazing, like everything else. A scalp scrub, it's also a body scrub, but I really like it when I have like built up like dry shampoo and stuff like that. They also have their own detox shampoo, which cleanses product buildup, hard water deposits, dirt, oil, and other impurities. Safe for all hair types, including color treated or keratin treated hair and Brazilian blowouts. Tis the season to get away and save. Save 15% off site wide when you give the gift of Way. Whether the person has a list of fine, medium, or thick hair or multiple hair concerns, Way's got you. Get on your way to save for the holiday. Go to theouai.com for 15% off site wide. And enter promo code GOOD. That's theouai.com for 15% off with code GOOD.
Not any, there wasn't even a fourth or a
one,
fifth?
Two, no, one, two, three.
You didn't even click on any other podcast. Aaron, it gives you a top five.
I know.
I don't think I even have it on my Wrapped.
Yeah, I don't have it on my Wrapped. I mean, I listened to the Conan one. I listened to
Oh, you do Apple?
Oh, hello.
The Conan one.
Oh, hello. The podcast is great to listen to.
That's over. Gladwell.
Wait, they, what were
they
all
finished
of
4 years ago.
Yeah, but it's fun
you
to
re-listen to the same episodes.
But I listen to Smartless on YouTube. I listen to Conan's on
They're
YouTube.
They're on YouTube?
Yeah, they post their audios on YouTube.
Oh.
And I was just rewatching last night their HBO documentary that they did. So funny.
We're talking about podcasts here.
My top music artist, by the way, I'm impressed that I listen to 10,000 minutes on Spotify.
That's pretty crazy. I
never
only do
13,000.
Aaron, I have 14,000.
Well, yeah, I feel like you're constantly listening.
Maybe it's your pool parties.
In the car and stuff.
I think it's like
probably the
my
pool
walks,
parties, yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
Tidal, though, they used to have Tidal Rewind, and I think they fired their Rewind team, so I'm not going to get anything this year for Tidal.
Spotify, it seems like AI made
That's
it this
I've
year.
That's what I've heard. They said that on Twitter.
I liked last year's was better.
I think, they had a little bit more punch and personality.
Yeah. I hate the slides. I'm like, okay, get to the point. It's like January.
February
like,
was your month
it.
Of bombastic beetle. Like, why you're just like, who?
Okay,
come
give
on.
Me the list.
Like,
they go in July. You made a change.
Yeah.
Like, Miyazaki, music and stuff.
Okay, wait. How many artists did you listen to?
Oh,
it's slide 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10th slide.
What?
Oh, but
bear
it
with
be
us. 1,300? One.
Oh, my God.
Can you just click something to look? Okay. Oh, it looks like we have company. Is that what it is?
No.
Someone besides Taylor entered the chat?
Oh, 1,500 artists.
Mine is 416.
Girl, you got to get outside.
How many was yours?
1,576.
Mine's going to be literally like 3.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I don't even know how to.
You don't listen to like playlists or.
I do.
Mood playlists.
But they're always the same.
Taylor Swift, pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dinner party.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you find it for me?
My top artist, and this is only because he came out with a new album. My number one artist was Eminem. Because I listened. But he put out a new album that I listened to like 4 times.
That's so Mike funny.
That new album that he put out was
amazing.
Okay,
Carly, you listened to 239 artists.
Oh.
What was yours?
It doesn't. I don't have a number.
His face when you said that.
We listen and we don't judge. I think I'm just like amazed how just like.
You do have it, Mike.
That's
do you want me
just,
to do it for you?
I'm looking.
It's like after all of totally the, like you'll see January.
It's because I'm watching cringe TikTok lives all day.
And then it just goes to my top artist.
Can you go back? Oh, yeah, you actually don't have it. Because you only listened to Eminem.
Well, it was Eminem. My Chemical Romance, number 2. Jungle, number 3.
Oh, Quake, 6.0.
Where?
Magnitude.
It's probably
not here. Scotia, California.
Oh, Jesus.
In Scotia?
6.2?
6.0.
Let me see if Tidal
That's
has. Oh,
big.
Tidal just put something out.
Okay, wait, here, Carly. What's the next slide?
Huh?
Who else got a lot of play this year?
Who else got? What are you talking about?
It says
about?
Big reveal. Well, what are your top artists?
Oh, my top artists were Vampire Weekend and Chapel Roan and Charlie XCX, number 3. Number 4, Claro. And number 5, Grimes, which I'm a little surprised about.
Grimes?
I don't think I went that heavy on Grimes, but I mean, Art Angels is one of my favorite albums. So
I also found out my Tidal was hacked about halfway through the year.
What?
Someone had
my Tidal was hacked.
Yeah, like I would be listening on Tidal, and then it would just pause and say, this is playing somewhere else, so we can't use it. And
I was like, did you log in somewhere?
No, it was just my phone and my computer. And like I would say 50% of the time, it would just stop and say, warning, it's being used somewhere else. And then I would just hit play again, and then it would start. And then it would say, like, recently played, and it was all these artists that I've never heard of, like, weird underground, like, Spanish music. And I was just like, I thought it was just a weird thing. And then I finally changed my password, and then it stopped happening. So I realized someone else had my Tidal account. So my...
Who are yours, Carly?
My artists?
Yeah.
Taylor's number 1. Do you want to guess?
Taylor who?
Taylor.
Taylor Swift's...
Taylor Swift, who's 2.
Charlie XCX.
She's on there. She's number 3.
What does Taylor Lorenz sing?
I'm kidding. She's like a journalist.
Taylor Lorenz is a journalist.
Oh.
She's a memer.
Okay. Who else? Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, she's number 4.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
Is this a male?
They're all girls.
All girls.
They're all girls.
They're all pop girlies.
Oh, Gracie Abrams.
Yeah, she's number 2.
Okay.
Whoa. Jeez. So is that your top 5? Or missing
and
one?
And then Ariana Grande is number 5.
Oh, Ariana.
Santa
all my pop girlies.
Baby.
Santa. Mine is... Do you want to guess mine?
Your top artist of the year?
Is your top? Is
it's got to be Taylor.
My top artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
No.
Is it? Is it Charlie?
No.
Noah Kahan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That tracks.
It goes Noah, Taylor, Games We Play, Chapel Roan, and Charlie XCX. Wow. I know.
Who's Games We Play?
They're a really good pop punk band. He's new on the scene.
Emin?
Yeah.
I don't know if.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're really good. I love them. It's like, it feels like old pop punk.
But it's
hell
new.
Yeah.
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 I like the meme that was, everyone's posting it now, but it says, everyone is like, oh, wow, this Spotify rep is so accurate. And it's like, yeah, it's literally just data. Like, this, of course it's accurate. It's your data.
Do you have your title?
It doesn't give me...
My 23andMe is so accurate.
Thank goodness this year they didn't do, like, the horoscope thing.
Oh, my God,
yeah. Yeah, and they had the thing where it was like, this is where you would be located. And everyone was in, like, a gay town in Vermont.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Last year was so much better.
They need to rehire people and stop using AI.
Wait, Carly, guess what my top song is?
From Noah Kahan?
No.
Oh.
It's Games We Play.
The Ben one?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what
Petty
that
Enemy.
Oh, hilarious.
Very funny.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Petty Enemy is a good one.
I do like getting the special message because Lizzie McAlpine was also in my top five artists. So, like, they'll.
Oh, I got one from Taylor.
Really?
I got one from Noah.
I got one from Chapel.
Wait, we all got one?
Did we get asked by Spotify to do one for Good Influences?
Sure he didn't.
Hi, guys.
We had one for Unfiltered, but Zayden Heath forgot to filter it.
Okay.
Bummer.
Yeah, if you do listen to us on Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere else you get your podcasts, share us with a friend.
Yeah, and thanks for putting us in your little stories.
Yeah, that was really nice. I went through and reposted a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of nuts that we have so many listeners that...
I wish we could see our data.
Yeah, to see, like, are we really popular in Baton Rouge?
Can you see it?
I think I need to log in on desktop because it's, like, since we switched to the other platform.
Mm.
Bummer.
Interesting. Well, we can play that little Jeopardy game if you guys want.
We could play what?
That Jeopardy game if you
want. Oh, the Hanukkah Christmas Jeopardy?
Well, there's like Christmas and Hanukkah questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
And there's Christmas or Hanukkah, and you can say from 100 to 500.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, the start of the new year is the perfect time to get organized, set goals, and prioritize what matters most. And for us, that top priority is financial wellness, which feels more important than ever. And thanks to Rocket Money, the goals feel achievable. They can show me all of my subscriptions right in one place and help me easily cancel ones that I forgot that I was paying for. Rocket Money also pulls together all of my spending across all of my accounts so I can clearly track my spending habits and see where I can cut back. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and you know exactly where your money is going. For the ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. The Rocket Money dashboard gives you a clear view of all of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can get alerts if bills increase in price, if there's unusual spending activity, or if you're just close to going over the budget. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save, and then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. To cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good. Check out Rocket Money, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and now back to the episode.
Let's do a hard wild card.
Can you read all the categories?
It's just Christmas, Hanukkah, and then wild card.
Oh.
There's three different ones?
It's like Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmas 2, Hanukkah 2, wild
card. Got it.
Wow. So it's just
go down the line.
I want to start wild card for 500.
Okay.
I just want to see what it says. How...
Is it for children? Is it just like...
No, like some of them, I looked at it the other day and some of them were like, good. But this one says, this is how many candles you will light throughout all of Hanukkah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, wait,
throughout
it is?
All.
Isn't yeah, because you light
it's nine.
Two
oh,
the
okay.
first day.
I'm sorry, is I thought this was like an easy one.
This is a math question. It's
middle.
9 factorial.
9.
Huh?
Meaning 9 plus 8 plus, or not 9 factorial. It's 9 plus 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1. Or no, just plus 2.
So how many times will you light a candle throughout all the 8 days of Hanukkah, or just how many candles are on a menorah?
Well, no, on a menorah there's nine total.
How many candles will you light throughout all of Hanukkah?
Oh my gosh, it's so a when factorial.
I think it's like, yeah, I think it's like,
it's a factorial.
I think it's like 56, I think.
56?
Yeah. Let's see the answer.
For what a form of a question, please.
What is 50? How much is 56?
What are 44? 44. Two candles the first night, three the second, etc. Duh.
Yeah, because you have the shamash, which is the helper, and then number one. So that's two on night one, three on night two, etc. 44. Right. Yeah, so when you buy a box, it's always 44 candles.
Huh. Let's do a Christmas for 100. It's going to be really easy.
Ooh, let's see if I can get this one.
Baby Jesus was born in this country.
Well.
Okay, anyways.
What's the answer they say? Bethlehem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, is yours different?
No, that's fine. We'll keep moving on.
Okay. All right, Hanukkah for 100. No, I'm not doing this
let
one.
Let the Gentiles answer.
This many days of Hanukkah.
Oh, God.
What are 8 days?
Eight.
How many is 8 days?
Yes. We'll do Hanukkah for 200. The name of the candle holder that is used during Hanukkah.
Oh, I just said it.
Menorah.
No, the name of the candle. I just said
candle
it.
Candle holder.
Candle holder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Menorah.
No, Kindle Paperwhite.
Oh,
what
the
is menorah?
Kindle Paperwhite.
Oh. Stop mansplaining Hanukkah to a Gentile.
I thought she said the helper candle.
Yeah, she
the
did.
The one
it.
That.
Shamash.
Wow. No, that's it.
I think you're just making that up. I'm like, Aaron.
Oh, this is fun.
Whoa, I don't.
What?
The Hebrew word Chanukah. Do you say Chanukah?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Really?
Matt, it's okay.
Offending
it's a
Jews
space.
For 100.
Hanukkah.
You want me to read this?
Say Hanukkah.
Okay. Now she's really getting into it.
I feel like you can't say it. I feel like this will be hard.
Okay.
Haktua.
Haktua Hanukkah. Haktua Hanukkah special.
The Hebrew word Haktua
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah translates to this word
light.
Mm.
Do you know it, Mike?
What Hanukkah?
What Hebrew word? Chanukah translates to
translates
this word.
To?
Yes.
I mean, I think it means like candle holder, right?
No.
Nothing to do with candles or light.
I don't know.
Oil.
No.
Mm.
A little bit of hope.
You're kind of close.
Peace, hope, love.
Hope, perseverance. Because the oil lasted 8 days for the Jews in
I'm
the cave.
So curious to what this answer
it
is.
It says, what is dedication?
Oh. I was pretty close. Yeah. Closer than you guys.
When you said hope, I was like, oh.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, look it
someone
up.
Someone making it like
dedication.
Because the Hebrew word for the menorah is a Chanukiah, and so we just call
a
it.
Kia.
Let's do some more Christmas stuff
Chanukiah
for this.
Soul.
That's what you think.
Okay, we're going to do wild card for 400. Or do you want to look up if that's accurate?
No, we can move on. Wild card for
400.
Well,
I want to know, kind of.
I would like a fact check.
Yeah, me too.
I'll look it up.
Get into
but,
the next
but
question.
Answer the
okay,
question.
Okay, wild
yeah.
card for 400. This is the best-selling Christmas song of all time globally.
Ooh.
It's got to be the Mariah Carey one.
I want to say... Yeah, I'm going to do...
Let me think.
But then I think it may
last
be
last
like,
Christmas. Wham.
No.
I'm thinking of like
the big
ones.
I think it's Rockin' Around the... Well, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree did top the charts by Brenda Lee.
No, like, it's got to be Mariah Carey.
But that also hasn't been around as long. If you got a song from like the 40s, that might have made a lot of money.
What about like Jingle Bells?
But think about like Love Actually.
What about Jingle Bells, though? Oh, like Jingle Bells is been a
that?
Bop since...
T. Yeah.
T. No, it just came from the sky.
Or White Christmas.
What's our final
Frank
answer?
Frank Sinatra, White Christmas. I'm going to go Mariah
Jingle
Carey.
Bells?
I feel like that one has broken many records.
I feel like it's not going to be because of Carly's face.
What?
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Whoa.
And wasn't he Bing. Awful to his children?
I have that on
I'm
vinyl.
Sure they all were back in the
I
day.
Bing Crosby was a terrible father.
Bing. Well,
some people say, like, do not play White Christmas because Bing Crosby.
Oh,
I really?
I really
have that Christmas album on vinyl.
Oh,
Maybe,
no,
it was my parents.
I mean, I think it's
art and artist.
According to Google Translate, Hanukkah translates to initiation. So I am just wildly confused.
Oh,
I will
so
ask,
it's like
you got to ask your rabbi.
I will ask my local Orthodox rabbi.
Go across the street and ask the school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll do Hanukkah for 500. What? This is the candle used to. Oh, this is the candle used to light the other candles during Hanukkah.
Shamash.
Shamash. Very good.
Shamash.
You're okay. Right. Shamash.
Shamash.
Shamash or pass.
Shamash.
So I'm gonna get my Jewish citizenship revoked. God,
I know we did this in one episode a long time ago. I feel like we did sort of trivia or something, but this was definitely on it, and I can't remember. So hopefully someone remembers. This is why candy canes are colored red and white.
Oh.
It was 100%.
Yep.
Is it a barbershop thing?
Or the Swiss flag?
No.
Why they're red and white? The blood of Jesus?
The blood and...
Oh, the snow? The body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
Really?
Yeah. What is...
That's why candy canes are red and...
What is the white symbolizes the purity of Jesus, while the red symbolizes the blood he shed for us.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God, so much. Mike, I love being a Christian.
Have you ever had a little...
Have you ever had the body?
No, I have had candy canes.
We should go to Catholic church sometime.
You've had candy canes.
I love a candy cane.
You can Amazon them and you can try it.
Do you want to go to a Catholic church sometime?
I don't think I'm allowed in there.
Don't get it.
That'd be fun.
He can't have it at... Sorry.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
You cannot have it at the Catholic church.
No,
I don't think I'm supposed to go into a church. I can go into a mosque, though. Jews can pray in a mosque.
You were at my wedding, Mike. You were at my...
God cannot know.
No, that was a...
All right,
extenuating circumstances.
I was watching Sister Wives, and Cody, I forget which son it was. I think it was Logan, their eldest son. They're polygamist.
Eldest is such a Mormon thing.
They can read minds? I'm kidding.
Yeah. And
Ben Stiller joke.
Like with one of their kids, he was like, I just wanted him to have a bat mitzvah. So I had to give him a bat mitzvah. Obviously, we didn't go into a temple or anything or do any of that stuff, but he was becoming a man.
Oh, my God.
Kid procreation.
Can't do that.
I mean, they can do whatever they want.
That's very funny.
Okay, this is a great game. Let's keep going.
Let's see how easy this wild card is for 100. Or maybe how hard.
Oh, wild card 100.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I would know this like right off the bat, but these are the two months in which Hanukkah can take place.
December and January.
Oh. I think I would... No, it's November and December.
No, but this year it's taking place in January.
Well, it says what are November
Get it together,
and
Alex Trebek. R.I.P.
Damn. Okay, well, do we trust this even?
I mean, it's fun. We can keep going.
There were this many gifts total in the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, but is this a factorial?
Like, yeah.
Is so it?
On the first day of Christmas.
2 gifts, 3 gifts, 4 gifts, 5 gifts.
Oh, is that how it worked?
On the first day of
Christmas.
Well,
wait, we don't add. No, because the first day, you got it.
Oh, partridge and a pear tree.
So it's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4.
Wait,
plus
but they got 2 gifts on the first day.
On the first day of Christmas, which really good to me.
A partridge and a pear tree.
What's a partridge?
A bird.
Okay.
And then the second is
on the second day of Christmas, when you love good to be 2 turtle doves.
So that's 4.
3 French hens. 4.
Whoa.
What?
That's so many already.
No. This is
wait. Okay. Yeah, wait. What's up?
2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4.
Maids of milking.
That's 9 maids of milking.
He goes,
wait. 5 know. Golden rings.
He goes, 4.
6 French. 7
turtle doves.
7 swans of swimming.
Are we
8
counting?
Geese of what? Laying.
Are we
5
counting?
Golden rings.
4 calling birds. 3 French
guys, you're just singing,
not
counting. 2
turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree. Wait, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Wait, we're not 12
counting. 12 lords of leaping.
11
swans
plus 11
of swimming.
Hold on, let me do this while you're...
Wait. No, I think we're getting it all wrong.
12 plus 11.
What? 12 drummers drumming.
Who cares?
11 lords of leaping.
Wait, so those are just 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus
10.
Yeah.
10 pipers piping. 9 maids of milking.
Golden rings.
8 maids of milking. 7 swans of swimming. 6 geese a laying.
So 12.
5 golden rings.
But then
4
the partridge and a pear tree.
So
is
we'll
that just one gift?
This is
are we.
I don't
and
know.
And are they getting.
I think it's 78. I don't know.
Let's, okay,
let's see.
Let's
what is the answer?
Who knows?
I think it's 78.
It's either going to be
364.
So they did the full factorial that you get.
God damn.
So you get all the gifts on every day.
That sounds obnoxious.
No, you don't get.
Who's got the space for this?
Too many gifts.
Who's got, Mike, who's got the space
for this? I don't have the closet space in Bethlehem for all this.
That is not true love. That is just materialism.
Yeah. Okay. I have to agree.
What if you loved Turtle
Lords of Leaping?
Also, you're given nine, like five golden rings. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's like an Ariana Grande.
Are they getting the five golden rings from that day on? An additional five golden rings on day 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
That's my question.
You're gonna run. You ran out of fingers on day two.
Yeah.
Like
toes.
Or then you have your toes. Day
yeah.
Four.
What the hell? Bling
so the what's the last out. Thing? The 12th or the 25th?
The 12th.
So there's 12 days of Christmas.
That's yes. The name of the song, Mike.
But I thought it's 25.
It's 25 or 12.
On ABC Family.
Like on an advent calendar, yes. But
it's on the 25th, so did they start counting on...
The 12th.
Yes.
Oh, that's when you start...
Hey, this is an old-timey, okay. Joffrey Chaucer-esque... Like,
King Joffrey.
Who wrote this song? Or is this in the Bible?
I don't know.
In the Bible.
Is it? I don't know.
Next.
The 12 Days of Christmas is in the Bible.
Wouldn't it be?
I don't know. I think this was like a first just viral bop.
Okay.
All right. This one isn't for you. You'll get it.
Okay.
What's that one song that's like seven lines of coke, one brand new babe.
Oh, yeah.
And 18 cigarettes.
Yeah, it starts off like really like kid sounding and then it gets really crazy. Yeah. I love it. This is Hanukkah 2 for 400. Not for Mike because he'll get this. I think it's too easy. These are the foil wrapped chocolate coins often eaten during Hanukkah.
Oh, the
Matt, do you know it?
Oh my God.
You're so close.
Gimlet.
Nope.
No.
Gimel.
Nope.
No.
That's
my
one
God.
Of the letters on a dreidel. You get Hanukkah.
Gelt.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Okay. It's on the
you
tip
saw
of my
where my.
Tongue.
I took gelt in Gimel.
Yeah, but you got it from me.
Yeah, the it was a good teamwork.
Gimel. Oh, what were the. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Gelt. it's.
Hold my hand.
Wait, is it?
I used to know all the sides.
Nun, Gimel, Dalid, Hay.
Yes.
And when you spin the dreidel.
Out of clay.
Okay, we've probably talked about this too, but hopefully someone remembers. Wild card for 300. This is the highest grossing holiday film of all time.
Rudolph?
What's your face?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
I would say, well, because the White Christmas Bing Crosby, that really tossed me for a loop.
That's a good guess.
So,
oh, Eight Crazy Nights.
It's actually the new Lindsay Lohan one.
I feel like It's a Wonderful Life is a really good guess.
I'm going to say something. It's actually a lot more recent.
The Holiday.
Or
no.
Elf?
No, but I watched that last night.
Elf?
Oh, Love Actually?
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
I know The Holiday.
Is it animated?
One of the highest grossing rom-coms of all time.
She doesn't know if it's animated or not.
Well, Elf is partially animated.
Have you looked up the answer?
So not Love Actually.
I know the answer.
And you don't know if it's animated or not.
Well, it's complicated.
So Elf?
Rudolph. Okay, let's hear the answer.
Complicated.
She said a little bit more recent.
Well, because I just don't know what...
Can you read the answer?
And it's The Grinch.
Oh,
it says 2018.
The 2018 animated.
Yes,
Grinch?
There's no
yes.
way.
That's what it says.
Wow.
I'll try as ChatGPT.
I don't know. About
that movie gave me the creeps.
I don't.
The Grinch.
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey one.
Oh, I like that. One.
I'm too creepy.
Also, the
lighting
at Universal in
that
Orlando
one
is
really funny. Is
did
so
you guys
funny.
See their? They did Grinch donuts at Krispy Kreme.
No.
They did? Oh, I gotta go.
Okay, hater.
Okay, I'm looking at... Okay, funny. Literally, I asked ChatGPT, and it says the highest grossing holiday film of all time is Home Alone 1990. It earned over $476 million worldwide.
Who made this Jeopardy?
Maybe call
well,
it...
hold on, hold on.
Call it Christmas movie.
Hold on. For adjusted box office earnings, it is likely still... It likely still holds a top spot, though movies like Dr. Seuss's The Grinch 2018 are close contenders.
Okay.
So I think it was adjusted for inflation, maybe. So it's still on the nose.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the tip of my tongue.
Hate, loathe entirely.
Another Christmas one.
Okay. Yeah, I just clicked a Hanukkah one. It was too easy. Saint Nicholas was born in this modern day country.
I want to say he was like a little
like German?
Was he Austrian?
Yeah, or? Like one of those. Austrian, probably better.
I think Austrian, or I want to say Sweden.
one of those three.
Old Scandinavian.
No, I think it might be Austria. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Let me ask chat first. Is it confirmed?
St. Nicholas.
Yeah, like Germany.
But I also think they have like Krampus and all of that stuff. I feel like it's all kind of originates in Eastern.
I'm just confirming. I'm confirming.
I do also, after listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography, he was born in Austria and he talked about St. Nicholas and the bad guy. Krampus. Like where they grew up, it was like a bad guy and a good guy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. The Krampus stuff is so scary.
I love Krampus.
I have a good AMI about Krampus.
Okay, let's hear the answer.
What is Turkey?
Oh.
Originally Patara? Patara, I guess is what
Well, I guess the Ottoman Empire was kind of dominating.
Yeah, it was a little loose.
Okay.
Literally, I keep getting, every time I click Hanukkah on any of them, they just say, what are the traditional potato pancakes?
Latkes.
Yeah.
Latkes.
Yum.
I haven't had a latke in a minute.
Okay, this
Since
one
last
is...
last honey.
I don't even want to ask. It's so easy.
What is it?
The name of the spinning top that children play with during Hanukkah.
Dreidel. Ooh, okay. I made it out of clay.
Yay.
And when it's hot and ready,
and
then dreidel. It's time to play. Woo-hoo. Hey, dreidel.
Spin the dreidel. That's wild.
Wow. Did you like play that in high school? Like spin the dreidel?
Not in high school.
Seven
but, like,
minutes in heaven with spin
like middle
the dreidel.
School?
Oh, that's, no, I wasn't that cool.
Oh, see, as Christians did 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, we would spin a cross.
Yeah.
The one with him hanging.
Okay, Christmas for 300. Eggnog came from this country.
Oh, Ireland? Alcoholics? I'm kidding.
I don't know.
Eggnog?
Where do they have a lot of cows?
I would say
Scotland,
like, or
Austria,
like, or like Switzerland, or like in the Alps, like
or England.
Oh, like, England.
England, maybe.
England. Good job.
Yeah, the home eggnog. Of bad food.
I kind of like eggnog.
I like eggnog.
Yeah, I do. Like I
with alcohol.
Give me a small little thing of it. Yeah. I'll actually enjoy
nog.
It. But
is it true that you can trip balls for like 3 days if you eat a spoonful of nutmeg? Have you heard about this?
I think if that was true, Mike, it would
like
be on the news.
Yeah, I think people would be doing it like at parties.
I have a memory of someone telling me this in college, that he just like heard that you can trip if you do nutmeg, and he ate a spoonful of raw nutmeg and was tripping for 3 days.
Yeah, let's try.
I don't believe that.
Let's try for a YouTube video.
I'm going to look it up next week.
Okay. Christmas 2 for 400. This popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving.
It's a popular, we know this song.
We very much know it, and it does not make any sense.
So it has to be a
new,
very like...
like 2000s plus or
it's
before?
Old. It's like
so
a classic.
Like, but does is it wintry?
Yeah.
So but I would say it's like a Frosty the Snowman.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's like of that era. It's like old classic song, but to me it doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's the most wonderful time
of the year.
I don't... I don't know. Carly,
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Right? Doesn't that make any sense?
They're literally talking about dashing through the snow in a sleigh.
I know.
And Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. What are they? Excessive consumption of nutmeg can lead to physical and mental symptoms, which some people may call a nutmeg high.
How much do you have to eat?
What's up, guys? We're doing the nutmeg challenge today.
Hallucinations. Literally. It can cause hallucinations.
A spoonful of
nutmeg.
One spoon of nutmeg
makes the hallucinations go down.
Interesting. Okay.
Make you trip fucking balls. Trip fucking.
Jingle Bells was initially titled The One Horse Open Sleigh. Pierpoint wrote it for a Thanksgiving program at his church in Savannah, Georgia. However, the song became so popular around Christmas that it eventually became associated with the holiday season instead.
Wow.
But they're talking about a sleigh.
Okay. Sorry. One more I got to say. Nutmeg can be a hallucinogen, creating effects similar to MDMA, and it can do a minimum dosage is 5 grams. That's like not that much. That's like a spoonful
of nutmeg.
Don't do it. He said it was the worst experience he ever had in his life. One of my friends from college.
What the hell?
He said he was high for 3 days.
Jesus.
Like doing salvia.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fuck that. Okay. Sorry. No more drugs.
This is a festival Hanukkah is also known as.
The lights.
The Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Instead of one day of presents, we get
eight crazy nights.
Speaking of eight, this was given on the eighth day of Christmas.
Eight. Five gold. No. Here we go. Nine.
Just annoyed.
Wait,
eight maids of milking.
That's right.
Is it eight?
Oh!
Eight?
That's right.
I think it's like the thing rhymes with the number. right?
Yeah, but eight maids of milking doesn't
eight
rhyme.
Maids.
Is it maids of milking or it's maids of milking?
Maids of maids milking.
Of?
Yeah.
Oh, it is of.
Eight maids of milking.
You guys, maybe someone will know this.
Oh, God.
What is the chemical formula of snow?
Oh, it's, well, it's H2O with...
H2O2?
It's just... What is H2O?
Oh, it's H2O. H2O.
Mm. It's just
I
water.
I thought there'd be like a frozen compound.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
That is what it is.
Okay, Hanukkah for 200. This event is the reasoning behind lighting the candles on the menorah.
The Maccabees.
What?
Oh, it's like a...
The why this there event? Is eight candles?
Like the this war event is the reasoning behind lighting the candles on the menorah.
I mean, Maccabees is part of the story.
Yeah.
Is it because the oil lasted for 8 days?
Well, I thought...
What led up to it?
Y'all were in a cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, what is to celebrate the miracle of the oil burning for 8 days at the temple?
Yeah.
Which day would you be like, it's a miracle? Because I'd be fucking stressed.
day four,
I'd be like, y'all, we ain't going to make it through.
Yeah.
But this is pretty fucking crazy. But we better bundle up together and get together for warmth. And then do you think the days before they were like, it's a miracle. We're good. We're going to make it to eight. But on the eighth day, did it go tss, and it was out?
I guess the eighth day they were like, yeah, I guess.
Let there be light.
Yeah.
Damn.
We talked about infinite power.
Oh, yeah. Perpetual motion.
Okay. Christmas for 200. The three wise men brought these gifts to baby Jesus after his birth.
Frankincense.
Mm-hmm.
Myrrh.
Yep. And gold?
And no, I think oil. Oh, and gold.
Wow.
Let's fucking go.
Jesus freak
Christian.
Over here.
The Magi? The Magi?
The Magi?
The Magi.
Majin Buu?
Oh, we definitely talked about this too, but hopefully
I feel like most of these we have.
Yeah. This country started the tradition of putting up the Christmas tree.
America?
America, yeah. United States.
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
London.
Really?
Austria.
What is Germany?
Oh.
Okay, so we have two left. There's a Hanukkah for 100. It says, okay. This is the best used type of oil used for lighting candles during Hanukkah.
Olive
vegetable?
Oil? Canola?
Olive oil, you're right.
I think it's olive
it's
oil.
Olive oil. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we have Christmas for 100, and that's the last one.
Okay.
All right, let's see if I can get this one.
Okay.
Right.
This Christmas ballet features toys that come to life.
Toy Story.
No, my God.
Toy Story.
Wait, do you actually know?
The Nutcracker.
Yeah. Yes.
I actually didn't know that it's about toys that come to life, but I don't know the story of the Nutcracker.
What did you think the Nutcracker was?
I thought it's a dance.
It's a ballet. It's the can-can.
To be honest, I don't know the Nutcracker. I couldn't tell you the plot.
Me neither.
All I know is
it's those guys.
Yeah, it's a guy.
The toy soldiers.
It's about a little girl who...
Little girl.
I believe like she goes to bed and has this dream, and she becomes like the same size as the toys, and she's with the Nutcrackers, and there's the rats, and then the rats... are trying to attack the Nutcracker or the toy soldiers, and so the toy soldiers
the
and
Eminem
the Nutcrackers
song, like toy soldiers. My favorite Christmas song.
Oh yeah,
step by step.
We
all fall.
Is that
down
from the Nutcracker or that's Eminem?
Like toy soldiers.
That's from Wicked, actually.
Wait, no, but did Eminem like use the song from the Broadway play?
No, it says the Nutcracker is a fairy tale about a young girl named Clara who receives a Nutcracker doll as a Christmas present. On Christmas Eve, Clara's reality and dreams merge, and she and her Nutcracker go on a magical adventure. The Nutcracker transforms into a prince, and Clara and he travel to the land of sweets, ruled by a sugar plum fairy.
Yes.
A sugar plum fairy.
I don't like that.
Now, what is that?
Sounds like some grooming going on there.
Because sugar plums, well, because you know, in the night before Christmas, was the night before Christmas, and
all through
the house,
not a creature
was stirring,
not
even
a
mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And they talk about the children sleeping, and visions of
a white
sugar
Christmas?
Plums and gumdrops danced in their heads.
But what is a sugar plum?
It's a state of mind, Mike.
It's not a fruit. It's not like a fruit.
I don't know. A sugar plum.
Is it a fruit?
It's,
like
it's
sweet.
A fruit that's like.
It's
you
a
know.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a
Did
sweet.
Did you know that the Nutcracker came out in 1892?
Yeah,
Victorian
that makes sense.
Era.
That checks out.
Do
it's
you
a
know,
ballet.
Do you know from where?
Tchaikovsky, Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, the Russians did all the ballets.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stupid.
All the Russians.
Duh. You don't know the Russians.
Sugar plums are a type of
it was
hard
an
candy.
1844 short story.
I wow, I didn't know. How does the Nutcracker go? Like,
Isn't it bum bum
bum? No, that's the can can.
Is that not in the Nutcracker?
I can't do it.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, you kind of did it because then it triggered it in my brain.
I thought a Nutcracker is like, I guess they turn the toy into a thing that cracks the chestnuts.
Yeah.
Yes, but a lot of people don't use it for that.
Oh, it's free on YouTube, the whole movie from 1993.
How's your mom's Nutcracker collection going?
Great. I bought her some big ones this year.
Ooh.
Big ones for like big outside ones. The house, like two huge ones.
The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Yeah. Oh.
I know that song. Cindy, if you're listening, post your Nutcrackers on IG.
I wonder if they sell Lego.
Your mom has Instagram? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't follow her. I got to get on the...
Wow.
I mean, me and Jim are boys, but...
Jimbo.
Really? I have to pee.
Is that all of them?
I have to fart.
That's the whole thing. Oh,
not again.
I'm not going to do it in here.
Rip it.
I need to go outside and do a little mute toot.
Rip it good.
Mute toot.
Well, everybody, hopefully have a safe travels on your holiday travels. We will see you the day before Christmas on December 24th.
We'll see you the night before Christmas.
The night before Christmas.
All through the house.
All through the house.
All was quiet?
And even a mouse.
What? Is that?
Yeah, technically. Well, not a creature was stirring.
Yeah, and all was quiet.
Yeah. That's not one of the lines. Or all was silent?
So silent night.
What's the next line?
$1 million, I couldn't tell you. Oh, silent night. Oh, holy night.
Yeah.
Yeah. $1 million. There you go.
Well, she kind of teed me up for it.
Oh.
Well, we'll see you next week, everybody. Happy holidays.
Bye. Toodles.